Lighting up trees as a replacement for streetlights. This is the idea that has seen a Warnervale Year 6 student take out a national award, and it attracted more than 1,100 entries.
Cohen Baldwin, 11 years old from Lakes Grammar Anglican School, has been awarded $10,000 for winning Origin's Little Big Idea competition in the grade 5 to 6 category.
And we've got Cohen's mum with us first. Hello, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you going?
Not too bad. How clever is your boy, Maria?
Yes, I have to agree with you there.
Did he get? He would have got his brains off you, I could imagine.
I wouldn't know. I don't know anything about science, so when it comes to science, it's definitely all Cohen.
Oh, that is so good.
That is brilliant for a kid to have that sort of, I don't know, lateral thinking and enough to create such an idea that's won a huge award.
Yeah,
it has, hasn't it?
And now, Maria, have you got Cohen with you? Can we have a chat to him?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Maria.
Hello?
Hey, Cohen. G'day, it's Paddy and Rob. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks. How are you?
You're not too bad. Well done, champion.
Thank you.
Mate, where'd you come up with this idea? How'd that come about?
So this came about because of my Year 6 Science Fair project. So my Year 6 Science Fair project was kind of complicated, my teachers said, and some of my peers. So it's about genetically modifying 3 strains of bacteria to illuminate under a UV light. And that does sound kind of complicated. But honestly, all I'm doing is just replacing some genes in a living organism with bioluminescence and then making it glow pretty much.
Look, Rob can't spell a lot of those words, Cohen, and nor can I.
You had me at hello. So, and you've basically now you've taken these luminescing cells and put them, and you're putting them into a tree to make the tree effectively
glow.
A street lamp.
Yes, pretty much. So my idea is basically that concept, but making it easier. So you just pretty much strap a box to a tree, and then the solar powered panels.
Yeah.
Solar panels will get powered by the sun, and then it will start the box, and it'll start injecting bioluminescence into the tree every 4 hours.
Oh, wow!
And so when it gets dark, what happens?
It will hopefully glow.
Now, are they going to implement this idea? Do you know, Cohen?
I don't really know, because for it to be implemented into the world, they have to see it's viable and it works. So
yeah.
I'm in the process of prototyping, so I'm trying to build it and test it on 3 saplings so they can grow up with the box, and then they will eventually illuminate, hopefully.
Right.
Wow. Well, when you find out that it works and you've got a sample that works, just call me because you'll need a manager. And I'll be happy to take you around the world. I've been lots of places, Cohen.
He'll rip you off, Cohen. He'll rip you off. Mate, you got $10,000. What are you going to do with the money?
With the money, I don't really know yet, but because of my prototyping and what I want to do with my idea, I'll probably invest in a 3D printer.
So a 3D printer.
That is genius.
Well done, mate. Well done.
You've got the world in your hands, Cohen. What a genius. It's been a pleasure talking with you on Triple M, and thank you for your idea, and let's hope we can make the world a better place, hey?
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.